I'm in Beijing, high in a hotel, soon to participate in an interview with a Chinese blogger.
你能稍微介绍一下你现在就是最近写了哪些关于文学方面的东西吗？
That's Mary, Liang's wife. Ben found her.
最近关于文学的主要是写一些爱情小说，大概都是文学小说，一些比较网络化的，然后最近在考虑写一个博客爱情 blog love.
He's writing some love story about bloggers. Very interesting.
通过博客可以知道一个人，去了解一个人，尤其是通过他的文字、他的图片、他的一个生活展现在这个博客上，就可以了解一个人，可以了解他的心灵。
That's Kin Chen. This young man that looks at you with passion in his eyes.
Through the blog, I can, understand the people, to know the people, because there's words written by the people and pictures of the people, so I can know them. So that's a good way to, get to know others.
That's Kin Chen. This young man that looks at you with passion in his eyes.
通过博客我可以知道一个人的心 heart.
Yeah, through bloggers I can know the heart of the person. Can really know him.
Like people to people connection. That's me at the door.
Hi Charlie. How are you?
Are you recording?
Uh-huh. Excellent. This is Professor Nathan.
Hello.
Like people to people connection. That's me at the door.
This is Mary, Leon's wife, who is translating for us. This is Professor Nelson.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
And this is.
Hello, my name is Zhang Ming.
Zhang Ming, yes.
I'm a blogger.
Yes.
Right.
So why don't we just sit down, Charlie, and then maybe he's telling us about his blog right now. And he's writing love stories using the blog.
Blog is a way to know other people and to know a man's heart. And also can fall in love.
I show you my blog.
Yes. So why don't we, why don't you have a seat, Charlie, and maybe I can...
This is my blog.
Why don't you take my...
And this is
you sit there.
In Yangzhou. I come from Yangzhou. Blog 博客是一个非常的一个接近每一个人的真实生活的，它能够让你可以自己在这个上面，因为别人不知道，只有你的朋友才知道，对吧？你可以非常很真实，就是很放松的去表达你自己。
放松吧，他
放松。It is you have no worry, no, because you can. What you wanted to write, you write.
Yeah.
你想写什么就写什么。
Yeah, you can feel very relaxed and very truly to express yourself. There's no pressure. You feel very relaxed. It's truly yourself.
Okay, now. Okay. So, did you do this yesterday?
Yesterday? Yes.
Yesterday?
Yes, you can...
Let's see yesterday.
Okay. I'd like to read the blog the day before yesterday.
Okay.
About... I'd like to read in Chinese.
So, you read in Chinese, but read slowly...
Okay.
And she translates,
okay.
So it goes a little here and then a little here.
昨晚雪给我留言，淡淡的一点牵挂很真，淡淡的一点思念很纯，记上几句淡淡的问候，只是心里流动着淡淡的情谊，只是默默的在远方关注，
当走在林道边，走在郊野里，走在大街中，走在人生的每一段路上，我总会那么淡淡的，却又那么不自觉的想起远方的你，常常沏一杯清茶，一曲淡淡的音乐，一个人就一个人静静的将自己融化在袅袅的清香和悠扬的音乐中，想起了你，然后微笑。This is just articles my girlfriend leaves to me.
This is a paragraph your girlfriend write to you?
Yes.
You can tell me this.
It's a poem. I cannot really translate the feeling.
Just give me the feeling.
Okay. So.
So tell me that isn't music. And feel the rise of emotion in her. Mary just lights up.
It says that I miss you in it tells you how I miss you. It's the my emotion is very lightly, but it's always there. And I want to write you some words of how I miss you, and
maybe I can love like tea, like music. Okay.
Oh, it's like tea. It's very difficult to explain.
Love is like tea, like
tea,
like music.
Like music. For
how
example,
is music like tea?
The Chinese cup.
Yeah.
Chinese tea.
Yeah.
This is water, and we have the 茶叶怎么翻译啊？
green tea.
Yes.
Green tea, and we send the hot water to the cup.
Yes.
And the tea, the green tea, will freeze. Like our love is very hot.
Hot, but when you taste the tea, is light. The green tea is very light,
uh-huh.
But it will last for a long time.
I had,
for example,
I believe that I had this tea last night at the bamboo garden,
mm-hmm.
where a man came with a teapot with a long spout,
uh-huh.
and he put a little cup. And then he comes up with a long smile. He goes, psst, and the goes, into the cup. He goes, not a drop. Perfect.
Chinese tea is very,
but the taste lasts a long time, right?
Wonderful. It just kept going.
So how do you think about the tea, to compare the tea to the love?
I think it's brilliant. I think.
The leaf, the water, they committed, and I, my girlfriend communicate, and blog is a way we communicate.
Yeah.
My English is very poor. I'm so sorry.
You speak the language of the world. Interviewing Dao Ming and Mary opened up for me the possibility of connecting cultures through text and audio blog that I'd only imagined. And here it was coming real. He and she and I and Ben were producing text and audio streams which, when woven together, have potential to engage both Chinese and English language audiences. Bridge blogging is two-way communication across the language barrier. Global Voices.